coming to shut it down. We coming to shut it down. It's called the Contact High Tour. We coming to shut it down. We're coming to shut it down.
Bootsy and Snoop Dogg.
Tom and Jamie. Any cabins left?
None. We sold out in 3 weeks.
None? Man, that's awesome. None. That's awesome. That is awesome.
None.
That's going to be fun, man. And I'm looking forward to all the virgins who ain't never done it. I mean, virgins who ain't never been on the cruise.
You're right.
Virgins who have never been on the cruise. Straighten that up. They're really going to enjoy themselves.
All the virgins who ain't never done it.
All the virgins who ain't never been on the cruise. It's a lot of fun.
Them too.
The ones
who have never been on the cruise.
Them too. Listen, if this demographic, if they ain't still a virgin, God bless them. God bless them.
It's a little older.
Yes, sir.
Alex Cross.
Yes, Alex Cross.
Is that the Alex Cross voice?
That's the Alex Cross voice.
It's very serious.
Okay,
yes,
does Alex Cross cuss?
Yes, he says, gosh darn it. The movie's PG-13, man. It's really so everybody can come. You can bring your kids above 13. Yeah, it's really, really good. Really good.
Now, this is based on the James Patterson novels and the character Alex Cross.
Yeah, and you know what? I saw it last night for the first time. I saw a rough cut a couple of months ago, but I saw it for the first time last night, and I'm telling you right now.
You were impressed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I usually direct everything, and I see everything. This, I didn't see anything but what I did. So when I saw it all cut together, I'm blown away. So I'm inviting all the doubters, all the haters, everybody saying,
come see this movie.
Everybody's saying, you can't do that. He can't do that. He can't do nothing but Madea. Come see this movie. Jay,
I'm going to see it. It's at the Arclight Theater. That's where you saw it last night.
I saw it there. The premiere is at the Arclight. But it's playing everywhere, all over on Friday.
Big screenage. Yeah.
A lot of screenage.
Well, not as much as some, but a lot.
You know, did you get hurt with the stunts, Tyler?
I did. I threw my back out on one of them where you run and the explosion happens and they snatch you back on this wire. I'm too old for that. I'm saying, y'all wanted Morgan Freeman to do it? The hell with y'all. So.
What kind of training really did you have to go through for that to get ready for it?
I did Krav Maga, it's an Israeli fighting technique, and I've been doing it since the movie. It's way cool.
What is it called?
It's called Krav Maga.
It's like
karate, judo, mixed martial arts. It's all those things together. And I started it for the movie, but I enjoyed it so much I never put it down.
You're still doing it.
Man, listen, I was running 5 miles and not being winded. I did that for 10 minutes and couldn't get off my knees. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's really good. That's all I can say. I don't even know how else to sell it, Tom. It's really good. people are going to leave the theater going, this was really good.
You got a love interest?
I can't wait to see.
You're married. Your character's married, right?
You're married?
Character's married.
He has to protect his wife. Alex Cross has to protect his wife.
Your wife looks very beautiful.
Insult his wife, right.
Yeah. Carmen Ejogo, Carmen Ejogo, who from
Sparkle.
She was in Sparkle. She played the lead in Sparkle. The sister in Sparkle. Sister in Sparkle.
Naked love scene?
No naked love scene, but I do.
I do
have my shirt off.
Do you do a good deeds love scene?
No good deeds love.
Can I high five you?
Let me tell you something.
High five me again, man.
Please take your nuts off the table. Please take these hotter than the mofo nuts off the table. But listen, let me tell you, Jay. Oh my God. But listen, that was rated. It caused the movie to be rated R. We had to cut it down.
It was worth it.
No, the movie was PG-13. We had to cut it down.
Can I tell you, man?
That was acting.
No disrespect, but I was almost sure you was up in there, man.
Oh, my God. It's time to go.
So, Tyler, how did you get this role?
That's funny. He judges his actors by porn.
That's Jay's standard.
So Alex Cross has a
wife. So it's not as exciting.
So how did you get this role? Did you have to audition? They called you up and said.
Yeah, they called me and said, you know, we'd like you to play Alex Cross. Would you consider it? And I said no, because Morgan Freeman did it. And I'm like, I'm not even going to attempt to do this. But I read the script and I looked at James Patterson's description, you know. And you got to give it up for Arthur, who's writing a positive male black man family character in a movie. And and even in his book. So when I read it, I was like, and he described his height and weight and age and everything. I was like, man, he's talking about me.
Yeah.
So I said yes to it, and it's been.
And Morgan Freeman, I don't remember this movie.
Kiss the Girls and Along Came a Spider.
But you know, Morgan Freeman's never had a love scene.
No, he didn't.
Ever.
Did you talk to him before you took this on, Tyler?
No, I didn't, because he played God in a movie, and you don't really call God up and say, I'm taking this role. What do you think? You be damned to hell.
You call God, and a little girl answers the phone.
Wow.
JJ. Pull up, Jay. Wow. Pull up, Jay.
Pull up.
Okay.
So Alex Cross comes out
on Friday.
And you know, I'm hoping, oh my gosh, why'd you put me here with Jay? Somebody catch me. Okay.
I'm sorry, man.
I should have warned you.
I'm asking all my folks to go out and see it, Tom, because it's you know, people think that you can only do one thing. And I had a lot of that. A lot of press were asking me, you know, you don't have the dress in this. Do you think your audience is going to show up? Do you think people will support it? So I'm like,
but
like,
they say that with every movie.
Every black movie.
Yeah.
Every movie.
But here's what they don't understand is that people like all kinds of things. Just because people go see Tyler Perry movies doesn't mean they won't go see a thriller or a drama or, you know, what we're talking about, End of Watch or Argo. Mm-hmm. So we like all kinds of things. So I'm just expecting and hoping people will go out and see it.
Do you think
really
they'll ever
great.
Get
really
that,
good.
Tyler?
No, yeah. I really don't. Sad. I think this will give one heck of a shot to the arm, though, if people show up to see it.
We
to let
will
them know.
Show
Wait
up.
A minute.
We will.
Yeah.
What about overseas?
You believe it or not, my first international release.
What?
Yeah, because it's not an all-black movie.
Yeah, I think it's in a couple of months. So
because
after this.
I've heard that so many times that black movies with all black cast.
If they're action films, they love action films.
Overseas.
Yeah, overseas. Yeah. And what's the kill count?
What's that?
How many people
die in the movie?
That's
how we judge a movie. That's how we give our stars.
Does it have a high kill count?
I didn't even know what the kill count was.
What is the kill count?
That's their standard.
I have to go back and check the script, but I'm not quite sure what the kill count is.
Do you kill somebody?
I just know it's a good thrill ride.
Do you kill somebody?
There are a couple of people.
Yeah, all right. We got to kill it.
It's a hit.
Tom and Jay.
How it feel, Tyler, to kill somebody?
That's funny, man. That's funny. That's funny.
This is your first time killing somebody.
And this is also my first time sitting here with you, and it's killing me.
Move over, because Jackie Reed knows exactly how
Jackie Reed. She don't want to be in the middle of us. No.
Well, Jackie's up
with these nuts on the table.
Jackie's up next.
My nuts.
Character as Alex Cross that you use?
Richard Roundtree, Shaft. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No, man. I used a lot of, a lot of stuff that I use. People don't know this, though, but for what it takes for me to convince people that I'm a 70-year-old grandmother, the same thing it takes to, in any kind of acting.
You're an actor.
You have to go into the same process. Yeah, so I'm a character actor, so that's what I did.
So how do you get into character, and what do you think about? Or who do you think about?
I want to say thank you to an officer named Vent, City of Atlanta Police Department, who he's in a cold case homicide unit, and we did drive-bys. What do they call it?
Drive-arounds.
No, they call it something else. But, ride-along. That's the one. Right. Yeah, you were going to say drive-by, but no, we didn't do any drive-bys. We did ride-alongs.
Ride-alongs,
and I knocked on doors. I talked to some profilers, some people who had profiled serial killers, looked at a bunch of crime scene photos.
Tyler,
really
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It, man. It's pretty awesome.
You knocked on people's door, they come to the...
Listen, I promise you, I told Vince, Vince, I don't think I should do this. He said, no, come on, get out of the car. He said, nobody's going to recognize you, come on. I said, it's the ghetto. Okay. I got it out of that car, man. The people, you know, they see the police, they start going left and right. Then they saw me, they're like, what the hell is Tyler Perry? When I tell you, I'm like, look, he got the real gun. I'm standing behind him. Yeah, it was really cool.
Were you in the crime shows before you saw?
Yeah. I saw Kiss the Girls, Along Came a Spider, and I love all those.
Now, do you watch the reality shows, First 48, and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. For a minute. Then sometimes I get creeped out about it. I have to get it out of
me. Yeah, get them check your doors. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I understand where you're going.
Yeah, that show, I Survived show on TV, is really, really powerful. But, you know,
now you
get them check the doors.
You have another project.
Call security, have them check it.
You have another project you're working on, which is a little movie involving Tom Joyner.
And I haven't said a word.
Hey,
I've been able
right.
to. I've been able to keep this since.
This is supposed to be a huge announcement, man. This is supposed to be Tyler Oprah kind of announcement. There it is, Sybil. That's right. Well, that's right. We're doing a movie based on The Fantastic Voyage.
Da, 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 da.
That is
going to
be great.
That's going to be awesome.
For everybody who's never been on the cruise, to get an opportunity to kind of see the PG version of what happens on the cruise, it's going to be really great. Because we can't show you all of it.
I just know it. I see it coming.
What's that?
My part be played by Pierre. I see.
No, Kevin James, I see.
Sybil, I'm in about to
bust.
Right. When did we first meet about this, Tyler?
Gosh, how long? Listen, you know,
it
I don't know
summer,
days.
Because I was wearing white. Summer? I was wearing white pants.
The same white pants
and
you have on now.
That you're wearing right now.
Your lucky pants.
My lucky
that
white
you have
pants.
Not taken off. You can take them off now, Tom.
They've turned because colors.
Yeah, they're
thank
beige.
You for allowing him to take them off because it's a little rank.
And I've
ripe.
Been, and you know, you all always say I can't keep any secrets.
Right.
Kept this one.
This is a good one.
No, I'm super excited. Working with the guys down there at Rainforest and getting this whole thing together. It's going to be awesome to have all of us team up and make this happen.
Because this will be a team with Tyler.
Will.
And Will Packer.
Rob yeah. Hardy. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Super that's excited. Really cool. Our first time working together too, which is going to be really great. We've been down in Atlanta forever and never had a chance to work together.
Is that right?
Awesome. Wow. Yeah, it's going to be really
awesome.
That's
going to awesome. Be awesome.
Coming together.
What
a Fantastic Voyage movie.
Yeah.
Tyler, when you did Alex Cross, when you were shooting the scenes, and you know, as a lot of sitting around you have to do, did your mind just wander and go into a funny mode? Like, you know, right here would be a funny line and start just laughing to yourself.
You know what I did, though? I wrote a movie during that time. Man. I swear to you.
You channeled your creativity in another direction.
Man, because you sit around so much on a movie. And, I don't have the luxury of doing that on my films because I don't have that kind of budget. You know, they don't give me that kind of money. But, I mean, I'm sitting around going, man, I've been in this trailer for 9 hours. And it was like every day for a long time. And that was the toughest part for me. But the performance didn't suffer. So it's really great. I took it all to the screen. So as people see
did
it, they'll see.
Did you miss directing?
No, not at all. Not at all. That's not my favorite thing to do.
Okay.
And, you know, I look at guys who are brilliant, brilliant directors, you know, who really love camera and movement and all this stuff. I just got into it to be able to tell stories. I never thought of it as an art the way they do it. Like, you know, Rob Cohen, who he did this movie. He directed Fast and Furious. Yeah. He's a really great guy.
We're going to talk more about Alex Cross and the debate and politics. The debate is... tonight.
A matter of hours away.
Next on the TJMS 16 before the hour. Alex Cross.
Starring
Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is in our Los Angeles studios this morning.
You just came in from the screening, didn't you?
Yeah, I left the premiere and came right here. I've been praying ever since I walked in the door. thanking God for all his many, many, many blessings and miracles.
And because you're there with Satan's son. Yes.
I have to pray in here. It's hotter than a mofo in here.
Hey, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
I've done a few things on screen, thanks to you.
Mm-hmm.
And people always ask, how'd you do? I said, I don't know. This is not what I do. I have to wait till it comes out. You said that you saw the movie last night and you were you surprised at how good the movie is?
I really was, man. I honestly, because you don't really know what you're getting. When you're just acting, you don't know. You don't put the whole thing together. So I didn't put the whole thing together. I didn't know it was all when it's all cut and the action and the drama and the music and the acting and the actors. It is a thrill ride from beginning to end. I'm blown away by it.
You don't like watching the dailies like as it
no,
goes?
No, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm acting. I just let go. If we got it, let's move on. I don't want to obsess
movie,
over
movie
things.
Talk, y'all. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tyler.
How does it feel? How does it feel, Tyler, to this see much. Yourself yeah. on screen, not in drag, not as, you know, Joe, but just to see Tyler acting as Alex Cross?
Yeah. Did you feel like out of place?
No, man.
Missing?
It felt really good because you know what I did was just like I just surrendered to the character, trying to be the best Alex Cross I could. No matter what I'm doing, I just want to do the best job that I can do at it. You know, that's
try
the only thing I ask myself.
Try to instill that in Jay, will you?
He does. That. This is the best job he can do.
It?
He's doing his best. He's doing it. This is it. This is it. Don't expect anything
okay.
else.
Right. He's in Los Angeles right now. Early voting started in Georgia yesterday. Are you going to early vote or vote on November 6th?
No, I'm going on November 6th.
Yeah. I'm with you.
November 6th. Going in there and vote then.
Absolutely. I don't trust early. I don't trust absentee.
Yeah, but because, people have to. You have to trust the process, though.
A lot of people do, yeah, but I'm with Tom. I understand that because you don't know what's really happening. Yeah. Tell you the truth, you don't really know what's happening.
November 6th.
But it's important to do it. Yeah, it's important to do it.
But vote is the important thing.
Absolutely.
Whenever you can, as we do in Chicago early and often, vote. Just get out there and vote. Because this could alter our country for generations. I really believe this is that important.
Especially with the Supreme Court.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and the assignments that are...
And as Roland says, go through the whole... I know you probably have a lot of things on your Georgia ballot there, Tyler, but go through it because there's so many things on the ballot that could change.
And information is key. You should learn as much as you can about everybody on it. It doesn't take but a second to find out, you know, where they stand and where you stand to make those decisions.
Right. You watching the debate tonight?
Absolutely. I'm trying to find the time to make sure everything's clear so I can be in front of the television. I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Well, if you're also in front of your computer, you can go on Facebook, and Tom has a debate party on Facebook.
Oh, that's awesome.
And a drinking game.
A drinking game.
That's the important thing for him.
Every time Mitt Romney smirks, take a sip.
That should be one, and you take shots every time you hear 47%. Every time you hear it.
Because, you know, the president's got to come with that this time.
I think you're going to hear it a few times tonight. Yeah. I think you're going to hear it a few times tonight.
All right, Tyler. Tyler Perry for the last hour in our Los Angeles studios promoting
leg,
the new
Tyler.
Movie, Alex Cross.
Opens Friday, guys. Thank you so much.
We love you, Tyler.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
I feel love, except in this room.
I know.
Okay, about my ideas for TV shows. See him.
See you on the cruise.
All right.
This mother. All right. That's great, man. That's great.
And he announced our partnership with Will Packer and Tyler Perry Productions and Reach Media. We're going to do a movie.
We're going to do Fantastic Voyage.
Thanks, TP.